California is home to the largest Asian American population in the nation, and nearly a third of Asian American voters in California aren't proficient in English. That can be a problem come election season. By law, election materials must be translated in districts with sizable linguistic minorities. But the law, in California at least, doesn't specify how they are translated. Some lawmakers are trying to change that. Nina Porzuki reports.
5 years ago, candidate Mike Eng opened up his sample election ballot and...
And when I saw how my name was spelled after someone told me about it, I literally almost fell out of my seat.
Eng was running, successfully it turned out, for a seat in the California Assembly. About 40% of his district is Asian American. And not just the ballots, but the official sample ballots that get mailed ahead of time have to be translated under federal law into four Asian languages: Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, and Korean. So when Eng was asked if he wanted his name translated onto the ballot, he thought, well, of course.
And to my surprise, because I don't read Chinese, it turned out that they had translated my name literally, Michael Eng, into what in Chinese sounded like Michael N. And if you read that literally, it actually translates to wheat can be kindness, which of course doesn't mean anything.
When Chinese characters are strung together to create phonetic transliterations of Western names, they can sometimes turn into pretty nonsensical sayings, like, well, wheat can be kindness. But it turns out Eng, who is Chinese American, also has a Chinese name, one that was given to him at birth by his grandparents.
My name in Mandarin is Wu Guaqing, and my name in Cantonese is Ng Gokhen.
His Chinese name has nothing to do with wheat, or kindness for that matter, but means pride of our national day. This was the name used by the Chinese media, the name that many voters knew him by, so Eng ended up spending the rest of his campaign telling voters
that this person whose name sounded like wheat in Chinese was actually me.
Despite the confusion, Eng won the election, but the situation still bothers him. Unlike English, written Chinese is based on meaning and not sound. And you might think Eng is hung up on the fact that his name meant wheat, but meaning is a big deal in Chinese writing, says lexicographer David Prager Branner. Take his name David. In English, no one really thinks about what it means, but when he uses his Chinese name, Dou Wei, the meaning is right there.
If I write my name Dou Wei, I am writing the word that means sort of virtuous inner strength and the word that means the power to awe. These words, these characters, they're used. They're part of normal language. So meaning is right in your face with the Chinese writing system. You can't escape it.
Under the Voting Rights Act, certain jurisdictions are required to provide minority language assistance. This means translated materials, ballots, signs, bilingual poll workers. But the federal law is silent about name translation. Some states regulate how names appear on the ballot in character-based languages like Chinese, but not California. In California, the rules change from one jurisdiction to the next. Assemblymember Mike Eng's situation was unfortunate, but by no means the most extreme example of a name change. Some candidates may even have used this gray area of the law to gain favor with Asian American voters. In 2010, someone named Lei Jingping ran for San Francisco Superior Court judge using this TV ad.
Lei Jingping, Josie Lim Jing.
But that wasn't his birth name.
Nohai Michael Nava, Lei Jingping.
Yep, Lei Jingping was candidate Michael Nava. Lei Jingping is a very Chinese-sounding name, and a good one for a judicial candidate. It means correct and fair. An attractive Chinese name for Michael Nava to have chosen.
Right now, it's the Wild Wild West.
Again, Assemblymember Mike Eng.
And if you want to say that my name means giver of millions of dollars in profits to local governments, then one could list your name on the ballot that way.
Eng isn't alone in worrying about this issue. California State Senator Leland Yee has introduced a bill about how candidates' names are translated into character-based languages.
I think all of us, want good-sounding names that would engender warmth with the Chinese vote. But I think that when you do that solely for the purpose of gathering that vote and nothing else, then I think it's a little unfair.
A version of the bill was vetoed in 2009 by then-Governor Schwarzenegger, who declared that individual jurisdictions should decide this matter on their own. But Yee reintroduced it this year. It's critical, he says, to create one uniform policy to protect the integrity of the vote.
If Chinese Americans all of a sudden think that the voting process is a sham, and that politicians are just simply trying to trick them, they're less inclined to participate in the electoral process.
Dean Logan is the registrar of voters in Los Angeles County. Under the proposed law, he would have to decide on which translations to use. He's uncomfortable with that.
It's an appropriate role for someone, and I think it needs to happen. I'm just not sure that that having that be the role of the registrar gets you to where you want to be with this, because I think you could ultimately still have somebody then turn around and challenge that in court, which further delays the process.
It's somewhat surprising that California, with its large Asian American population, lags behind other states like New York, where policy about candidates' names has been in place for well over a decade. But that may change in the next few months. Assemblymember Eng certainly hopes so.
Your name is your identity. Your name is your heritage. Your name is your family. Your name really is something that you can be proud of. And I look forward to the day where we can actually have a ballot that does really reflect the true identity of those that are running, because that's better democracy.
That may be the case when he runs for re-election, if the bill makes it to Governor Brown's desk and he signs it into law. Then Assemblymember Eng will have to bid farewell to his doppelganger friend. We can be kindness. For the world, I'm Nina Pourzuki.